Or what do we do? Solitude? the body postures are sitting, walking, standing, lying down. We shouldn't indulge in entertainment, music, singing, dancing, etc. Basically, in a situation like that, where what I was in, there's no physical work involved, and so I just have one meal a day. At 11 o'clock, I have a meal, and that's done. So I only have one interruption. It takes 20 minutes. And that's the only... I have some tea in the afternoon, some green tea, around 5. And during that, I stare out the window. It takes me an hour to drink a cup of green tea. And I look at the sky. I look at the trees. And the tree... I mean, I always get tears in my eyes just from the... I'm just... watching the trees maybe sway together in the wind, and they, you know, the trees, there's spruce trees out my window there, spruce and pine, and they have the upper branches of the spruce are like this, and they're totally upright. They're like in ecstasy at just the sky. And then the wind comes and they kind of laugh and fall into each other's arms. They sway like that. And they say, oh, okay, let's go back to ecstasy. And they're so uju, which uju means upright. They look at the spine. It's flexible, but it's like perfect posture. Yeah. And then there's the little bunnies and squirrels running around. And they're giving, they're at the same time they're doing social service for the squirrels and the birds and the rabbits and everything. They're all interconnected in the bunnies are fertilizing the trees and the this and the that. You know, it's just all this, and you just have days and weeks and months to just watch this film. There's a film by Andy Warhol called Empire, and it's a fixed camera on the Empire State Building, and it's 12 hours long, and it just watches the light change on the Empire State Building as it goes across. And it was kind of radical, considered radical, but compared to my movie, it was 12 months long. Just watching the light play across, the snow come, and then the snow go, and the brown earth reappear. And it's absolutely hair-raisingly exciting. It is, if I had any hair. It is... it kind of hits you every now and then what a blessing it is to just have nothing else to do but to recognize the fact that you're alive. You're alive. And isn't this a trip? Wow, what is this? What is this? And day after day, what a thing. And of course, all kinds of Rich Sister Mon at the beginning of it, so she's the Thai nun at the monastery. So I also had coffee. I haven't made my own coffee for 25 years or 30 years. So I have some coffee, and the first 2 days I blew it anyway. I couldn't remember how to make coffee, and finally I figured out how to do the thing. But I found this nice little Korean spoon was tucked into the coffee thing. And Sister Mon had, you know, I thought, oh, I don't have a spoon. That's too bad. So then I opened the thing and there's a spoon. She thought of the spoon. And I just like almost wept, you know. It's just like, how thoughtful, you know. Somebody, I'm just going to be here alone and it's like thinking, how can I make this? Has he got everything there? It's just the tiniest little thing. You just feel so appreciative of that. So, you know, it's an opportunity for... you recover memories and sensitivities that just require that much space and time, you know. Also, for me, I've lived a whole life of high discipline. even as my lay life is, I just like lots of discipline efforts, a lot of practicing of this and that, again and again, thousands and hours of, and in a monastic life, again, 25 years of, there's nothing, there's nothing much more disciplined than monastic life. And so I determined that I want to break out of all of those disciplines. I want to just coast. No, I don't want to pedal. I want to see what it's like to coast and to undo all those little commandments or saying, now you should go, you should walk for an hour, a full hour. And I say, okay, I don't want to hear that. No times. I don't want to know about hours. There are no hours anymore. There are no injunctions to stand, sit, or walk. You will find yourself standing, sitting, or walking. You will go out, but you don't have to plan it. You don't have to tell yourself that. Just watch yourself and see what happens. So that is like undoing all of those things. It's not about laziness or anything. There's no need to be lazy because there's nothing aversive to face. It's just you will be. And it's very refreshing. It restores the circuits of your brain. You start to feel like there's air, like the top of your skull's gone or something. So that's a beautiful... not everybody would do that. Some monks would be... this is my chance to meditate 12 hours a day and burn through this and that, and I don't care if my knees get fried and so forth. And that could be okay for certain personalities. And then I felt that a more playful attitude was the right thing for me. And I also just suggest that to Ajahn Siddhanta, having just been through that. I said, you know, just play. And, you know, your whole life has been nothing but discipline. Trust yourself, play. It's not mess around, play, dance, sing, and so on. Nothing to do with that. It's just stop commanding yourself. Trust yourself. So, is that... that's enough. The sun is telling me that's enough. It's enough. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. So we will conclude then.